A Rambo Chronology. This chronology has been prepared by Hubert Creekmore for the publisher. Its factual data is taken largely from the definitive biography of Rambo by Professor Enid Starkey, published in England by Faber and Faber and in the United States by W. W. Norton. October 20th, 1854. Jean-Nicolas Arthur Rambo was born at Charleville, a small French town on the Meuse near the borders of Belgium. He was the second son of a Captain Rambo, a Bourguignon who had made a good record in the colonial administration of Algeria, and coming to Mézières with his regiment in 1852, married, apparently for her dowry, Vitalie Cuif, the daughter of a prosperous farmer of Roche near Charleville. They had two boys and three girls, the oldest girl dying in infancy. But the marriage was not a success, and when Arthur Rambo was six, his father deserted his mother and never returned home. The character of Madame Rambo would seem to be a sufficient excuse for his desertion. She was a bigoted, hard, stubborn, arrogant woman with an iron will, who probably made as little effort to understand her husband as later to understand her genius son. Rambo has written a merciless indictment of her in his poem Le Poète des Cent Ans. 1860 to 1870. With only a small income to support her family, Madame Rambo moved to a slum-like section of Charleville, where for 2 years she lived in proud seclusion among the poor. But the sympathy of her son Arthur was excited by the poverty around him, and he spent secretly many hours with the neighborhood children. When his mother learned of his adventures, she began to fear that her boys would acquire the coarse manners of workmen, and by some means she contrived to move to one of the best quarters of the town. Arthur, now 8, having been taught hitherto by his mother, began formal schooling at the Pension Rosat, where his first literary work was composed. Madame Rambo, in her ambition for her sons, was ruthless in her supervision of their studies and rarely allowed herself to display any affection for them. Forbidden the company of other boys and receiving no love from his mother, Arthur turned within himself and to reading in search of an intense life. Upon entering the Collège de Charleville, he soon attracted notice by his remarkable ability. His mother, foreseeing in him a brilliant scholar, loosened her tight purse strings to engage a private tutor, who stimulated in him a love of Greek, Latin, and French literature, and encouraged him in his gift for writing both Latin and French verses. Arthur's interests were gradually extended to modern literature, and under the influence of the dominant Parnassian school of poetry, he wrote and published a poem in La Revue Partout, January 1870. 1870. A 21-year-old teacher, Georges Isambard, joined the staff of the Collège de Charleville and became the first great influence in Rambo's career. Isambard gave him the feeling of being understood that he'd never before experienced. Arthur's reading spread over a wider range, but his mother protested this dangerous literature. Nevertheless, the friendship continued, with Arthur reading in his teacher's rooms and producing a number of derivative poems. At the close of school, he took first prize in the Concours Académique and won many other prizes in examinations. Soon after this, the Franco-Prussian War broke out, and Isambard left Charleville. Arthur was despondent and talked of running away. At length he did so, but arriving in Paris with no money for his ticket, was arrested, imprisoned for a week, and after writing for help to Isambard, was sent to him at Douai, where he stayed for 3 weeks because of the disrupted communication system during war. On his return to Charleville, Madame Rambo, full of righteous anger and terrified by the trend toward unruly independence in her formerly obedient son, became more stupidly intolerant than ever, and Arthur ran away again almost at